This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yates gets the snap. Looking to his right, throws over the middle. Caught! Touchdown, Houston! Kevin Walter with the TD reception. 2 seconds to go. The Texans can take the lead with the extra point.
Will that be on the list of the top five moments in Houston Texans history? Stay tuned. We're going to decide right now. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Thursday, Sports Radio 610. We're going to decide the five best moments in Texans history, and then we're going to put those five moments against the five moments of every other team in the NFL just to see where the Texans rank and where their success ranks since the franchise came into existence in 2002. But we got to crawl before we walk. John, you've been covering this team since they arrived.
Since before they arrived.
Let's try to figure this out. Let's put our heads together. And I want you to tell me what you think the five best moments are. And I have a list that you might be able to add to. I reached out to some guys that have been there since day one.
I have one that's not on this list that I think is absolutely positively in the top five.
Okay. And just to let you know, the way in which this works, it can be a moment, it can be a transaction, it can be a play, it can be anything, it can be an accomplishment. It has to be the one of those things for to make the list. And let's just start. I reached out to John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, and this is in no particular order some of the stuff that came to mind with them. They both have the Watt pick six versus Cincinnati in the playoff game on the list. TJ Yates to Kevin Walter, you just heard that call in 2011 versus Cincinnati with 2 seconds remaining. They both had that. Drafting Deshaun Watson was thrown out there. Beating the Cowboys in the inaugural game was thrown out there. Drafting J.J. Watt was thrown out there. And the first win in Indianapolis in 2015 was thrown out there.
Right.
OG John Lopez, you're going to be the judge, jury, and decider on this thing. So I want you to tell me what the five best moments are so that we can put these five best moments against the rest of the NFL. Because I've done the homework. It's laid out. I think you're going to enjoy this exercise. We want to hear from you as well. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We always love hearing from you. We always appreciate your ears on the radio.com app or on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to the bottom of this, OG.
All right, here we go. I have them in order. Are you ready? You want to go backwards?
You can go however you want to go. They don't even have to be in any particular
order. No, I have
order.
Them in order. I have them in
okay,
order.
Okay, well let's roll.
My personal five.
Let's ride.
Number five.
Number five.
The first win in Indianapolis in 2015.
Okay.
I don't think people truly realize the albatross that was the Colts, Peyton Manning, and everything else involved with just being owned by the Colts in Indianapolis. That has to be on the list. It's number five. Number four.
Number four.
Sadly, it's still on the list, but it was an incredible, unforgettable, ridiculous moment in Houston history, not just Houston sports history, beating the Dallas Cowboys in the inaugural game.
Oh my goodness.
If you were there, you can't even explain it.
I get it.
But it's sad that it's still there.
It's sad that it's still there.
But it was incredible.
And the Cowboys were sorry as hell, too.
Right.
They were a 5-11 team, I believe.
No,
year.
I understand that. But it was the inaugural game.
Football is
so nobody
back.
Knew.
I get it.
Yeah, nobody
I get
knew.
It.
Number three.
Numero tres.
I haven't seen this on any list, and I think it's absolutely.
Is this nobody's talking about?
This is a nobody's talking about top five.
Nobody's talking about guy.
I think you will agree. I think, Figgy, you will agree, too, because of the context of it, and again, the opponent and the stage. I am not overselling it. The DeAndre Hopkins Madden catch against the Cowboys.
It's funny you say that.
That's got to be on the list.
It's funny you say that because it was Sunday night. It was against the Cowboys. It's funny you say that because when John Harris sent me his list, he told me that almost he thought about putting that on the list.
I think it's number three.
The problem is, though, you're running out of space to where you putting drafting guys on the top
but
five
here's,
is going to be
okay,
tough.
Okay, well, here's my theory on this. I am, and maybe it's just because I don't want to be this pitiful.
Okay.
I'm not saying that John Harris and Vandy are pitiful. That's their opinion. That's fine. But in my view, it's kind of pitiful if you put off-field moments in your top five.
Okay.
You know, because to me, I want like on-field moments. Like them getting the franchises number one through five.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't put that on there. I didn't put that on there because nobody else could say that. So yeah. It wouldn't have been fair. But drafting someone can be
drafting
a pivotal
Deshaun
moment.
Watson is number one
that's
through
still,
five.
That's still TBD right
at
now.
At this point.
He's still got some ways to go.
At this point, from what we know, I refuse to go off the field.
Okay, well, there are some off the fields in the other one, but you're going nuke spin for number three. Okay?
I call it the Madden catch. Was it X?
That's circle.
It's the circle? Yeah. When they spin, you press circle?
Yeah, it's circle.
All right.
At least in my day.
Number two.
Numero dos.
T.J. Yates to Kevin Walter. I mean, it was 2011, first against Cincinnati. First playoff win, 2 seconds remaining. And it's truly a moment where I can tell you exactly where I was and what
where
I was doing.
Where were you?
I was at a now defunct Mexican restaurant off of Westheimer as we were about to do a live post-game show. I was doing post-game show for the Texans then. And it was jam-packed. It was people hanging out the windows waiting for the post-game show. And that catch happened and the place went nuts.
Okay, so you got the Kevin Walter there. John, I don't know what to make of this. There's so many different angles I could take here. Mm-hmm. But it seems like, 10% of the time when a major event happens, you're at a Mexican restaurant.
Race car!
B, 50% of the time that Mexican restaurant no longer exists.
This was a very popular Mexican restaurant. I would say the name, but I can't remember. It's on Westheimer, right across from that Catholic school, I believe it was. Catholic school and church. Not Adobe. Starts with an A, I think. Anyway, we were doing the postgame show there.
So what does this say? Does this just say that Mexicans eat a lot of Mexican food? Does this say that it's hard to keep a restaurant alive?
It was funny you
or does this say that you just like this restaurant and it's always the same restaurant when you talk about it?
I think somebody just money whipped them for the property because it was prime real estate on Westheimer, man. And so why keep doing a restaurant when somebody's going to pay a gajillion dollars? It was good. Good margaritas. And number one.
Numero uno.
J.J. Watt pick six versus Cincinnati. Okay. Because it not only was significant.
Dude, that was nasty.
It was not only significant on the field and in the moment and in that game. It was the moment that J.J. Watt became J.J. Watt across the country.
Here's some other. What about J.J. Watt's three defensive player of the years?
I don't want to do that.
2012 to 15.
I don't want to do that because then you can say Aaron Rodgers MVP. I mean, you know, I think it's, to me, it's pitiful.
Okay.
But I want my team's five best moments to be on the field, memorable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have the five laid out. There are going to be some off the fields on the other ones. There will be some draft picks. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think if a draft pick results in a Super Bowl or it's the best player in franchise history, I think you can do it. But those are the five we're going to go with. Number five, the first win in Indy in 2015. Number four, the win over Dallas, the first game in franchise history. Number three, the nuke spin against the Dallas Cowboys. Number two, Yates to Walter, 2 seconds remaining in Cincinnati. And number one, the J.J. Watt pick six against the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Texans squad is laid out. They're going to face the other top five moments around the NFL coming up next. We're going to start with the AFC South in the North when we do that. So it's laid out. It's there. A lot of people think you should put drafting JJ on there, but again, I'll let the OG make this list. He just tweeted it out, at Lopez on Sports. I'm at Landry Locker, at the Figgy Fig on Twitter as well. So if you want to interact throughout the show, let us know. Where the hell would the Texans be without the Cincinnati Bengals? No, I'm serious, because when you're looking through this list and you hear all this stuff, like, the J.J. pick, you had the T.J. Yates situation, mm-hmm. You had Deshaun Watson bursting on the scene against the Cincinnati
Bengals.
That's
right.
It just seems like a lot of this franchise's moments are against the Cincinnati Bengals. And I got to just see, as this exercise goes on, as we're putting the Texans' top five moments against all the other teams in the NFL, let's just see how the Texans stack up against the Bengals. And then let's see how impressive these achievements really are.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be interesting. But the other thing about this exercise that I find interesting is that I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but these are not very great moments compared to the other teams.
This came about.
Right.
We were talking about, well, you know, are we making excuses for them because we're just like, well, they've only been around since 2002, so they're not going to have a whole bunch of, unforgettable moments. But Other teams have.
Yeah.
In that same span.
They have. And you'll be surprised by how many the Texans actually beat. But it just seems like there should be just a little bit more. But it does mean also, if you're looking at the players now, it's kind of an opportunity for these guys to be the ones that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even if the Steelers achieve something now, or even if the Packers achieve something now, their fans are still going to look back and still, they're always, anytime an accomplishment comes up, they're going to point to that guy and say, that guy, you know, whether it's Terry Bradshaw for a Steelers fan or something like that, that guy's the one that I remember the most. This core of Texans have a unique opportunity in that they can be that, because even for how great the Kevin Walter play was from TJ Yates, let me just be honest. If Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins go out there and smash Kansas City or something
right.
in the playoffs,
right.
I'm not going to sit there and reminisce on Kevin Walter from TJ Yates. That's going to be my glory road.
No, I think that's always going to be a moment, just because it was the first playoff berth. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when I guess the first one that came to mind, I don't know why, is when the Cowboys were struggling so badly. And then they go up and win in Chicago, their first playoff game. Emmitt Smith goes nuts. Remember that? Before they started their Super Bowl run?
Yeah.
That, to me, was a big turning point moment for Cowboys fans. Now, I know they'd won previous Super Bowl. I'm just saying, after the doldrums, I'm trying to think of another example. But like that moment, Kevin Walter to T.J. Yates, I mean, T.J. Yates to Kevin Walter, will always be up there.
But isn't the Emmitt
so
Smith,
will what?
Isn't the Emmitt Smith bigger because that core did achieve success? Because the Kevin Walter,
well, yeah, but,
relatively
but they still,
speaking,
but people still remember that turning point moment.
See, I'll remember Deshaun. You know, something Deshaun did when he takes him to a Super Bowl, because he's going to do that. Guarantee that. Did you know how DeAndre Hopkins got his nickname, by the way, Nuke?
Nuke. I've heard it before, but I don't remember.
He put it out on Instagram yesterday, talking about how he got the nickname Nuke. I did not know this, but this is how it happened.
My nickname come from me being the bomb. Nah, it actually comes from a pacifier.
Brand name
pacifier called Nuke. But I tell people that, you know, I'm the bomb. So y'all can cut that the pacifier part out.
No
I do
idea.
Remember that. I remember when he was drafted, somebody asked him about that.
Had no idea. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Thursday, giving away Pong Bowl spots, 11:55, 12:55. We got the Texans' top five moments laid out. Let's see how they stack up against the rest of the NFL. Part one of the process begins next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.